Zeg dus was Harry Murray, ik heb zo gek dat ze zeggen niet zo tarie, maar zeker wat je zo vaal. Hey, good morning, everybody. Continuing today in Yoni Hilkes called Moin Packet Dalid. We're in the middle of that packet. Yossi, I like the scenery.
Thank you, Rabbi. I'm just walking back to my house right now. I'll be inside momentarily.
Okay, so so this packet we're talking about Malacha She'ein Behem Tircha. Yeah. This building is the best building. This is the old building from 1927. Right, Rabbi, you learned at this building, right?
I lived in that building.
I also lived in that building. Yeah.
Did you ever
learn Klein or Zeissman? No, Zeissman. Klein, I was, when Rabbi Chalab decided to make Klein a base medrash, so he invited Rabbi Willig and myself to give shir, to learn in Klein. Klein used to be, they used to sell the matzahs and wine. For Pesach.
PPC.
PPC, right. See, he remembers. PPC, that was what they would do. And they even, believe it or not, they had this farm sale here in the Klein, where PPC was. And when I first came, in the late 70s, early 80s, they had the farm sale there. And it was popular back then also, even though you think it's such a small place here. But okay, but that's a little bit of history. So we were doing the Mishnah that you can't even magia osachas b'sefer Torah. Right? Like one os. You can't even, that's here in my cotton. And you'd have some advice. Ain magina feel osachs. So what's the idea of the osachas? Osachas, apparently, shouldn't be much of a deal. It's only osachas. But so the question is that what is the story of being Magia even? So take a look at the Emek Bracha. Let's look at the Emek Bracha on page 8. The Emek Bracha is Rav Arya Pomeranchik. Right, the Talmud of the Brisker Rav. So he has a very famous sefer. On an interesting topics, so he says. Tanan mashkin beis hashalchem b'moy bishlam b'moy b'shem tirchu u'mogem seder shor rabban. So the whole idea of hilchas chol moed is the iser m'shem tircha, and if it's mogem seder shor rabban, shem shach hachi shari to also m'shem molacha el m'shem tircha. So the whole idea is tircha. That's so, but if it's a Malkum Seda, then it's not. You name before the Bainim Isachalamon, whom you draw Bana, whom you draw Isa, El Shamasu Akosu Vachachamim, Hagele Malacha Otsu Hubo, who Malachas Torah. Right? Like, no one's going to say, Chalamoid, you can't open the lights. You know, because there's no Tircha in opening the lights. So what's the tircha there? Right, some people would be noyeg when they come from the cemetery, they would pull out some grass. Zecher l'tchia. What does that mean?
No, it means that when they go to the cemetery, they pull out some grass, and the grass that's blooming should also be like the mace blooming.
That's what it's amazing. So in other words, Rav Max is saying that they would pull out the grass after the kvura is there.
Yeah, they actually put it
to show that Max is explaining that that the mace should sprout, so to speak. There should be tchias mace. So if there would be a levaya on Chol HaMoed, the Maram Rutenberg says also litlosh asavim. Even though there's no tircha, you just pull out some asavim. There's a tircha, and so what's the tircha in Hagos Osachas or Betlishos Asavim? Okay, so Hlom and Kolom Kom Hari Lachas Ksiv Betlishos Asavim Lachas Torach. Okay, and Avshe Eino Osel Maat Osir to Gam Zem Chal Gedu Malach. So what do you? So what is what's Pshat? So he, in other words, he's asking. The Gemara seems to say that the whole Yisod, it's not like on Shabbos, there could be added Isurim Durabonim not to do things of Tircha. But the Etzem Malacha is not Tircha. Right? You can do something, you can do an Isur Daraisa on Shabbos without any Tircha, and it'd still be an Isur Daraisa. And this is Skila. But Chol HaMoed, the Gemara says, it's Mishum Tircha. And in Makom Seida, Shara Rabbanan. So the question is, so what's the tircha in Hagos Osachas? Well, that we say, the Mishnah says you can't do, and Tlishas Asavim. Tlishas Asavim, Chol HaMoed, you also can't do. And that's how goes Maimoni in Perches Hilchas Chol HaMoed in the name of what? The Maram Rutenberg. So what would you say without looking at his answer? How would you answer this question? Why Afilo Osachas?
Small component of
the Lord
from
above
is, I don't know if it's
Tirka,
but it's more an expert, meaning
you.
No, so the simple answer, did you say it? I think that's
writing
one letter is part of
Ksidas,
part of
Kafras,
and that's
an
expert trait.
Malachas Uman. He's saying Malachas Uman. So Malachas Uman is they ask him Malachas Uman because and Malachas Uman means even Osachas is a Malachas Uman. I'm not an Uman, so if there would be a mistake in the Sefer Torah, I would not even Magia Osachas. I wouldn't even attempt to be Magia Osachas because I'm not an Uman. So if you're not an Uman, you should even try doing an Osachas, right? You have to know where you stand. And if you're not an Uman, you shouldn't even Magia Osachas. So maybe, why did they ask her Malachas Uman? Because maybe the idea is, I think maybe I saw this someplace, that Malachas Uman requires a certain level of concentration. So that, even though it's for a couple of minutes, but maybe that's called a Tircha. Even a Tircha Muetas. But I think I might have seen this in maybe one of the Sfarim, that Malachas Uman by definition is Tircha, because you have to concentrate. In other words, if I'm just doing something very nonchalantly and just writing, so I'm not and the concentration, I don't have to focus so much or something like that. But when I'm with my sofer, so even if I'm not... I'm only Magia Osachas, but it's a Malachas Uman. And maybe by definition, a Malachas Uman is a Malach of Tircha, because it requires the focus.
So then why do we write Bashinui?
Why do we write Bashinui?
Our writing is not Maisa Uman.
Yeah. Right. So the shinoi is probably just an added thing.
Yeah.
You're right. It's slanty or something like a hecker alma, but it could be mikra din. It's mashma that from poskim that it, maybe that you won't even need the shinoi, but it's a. And Talisha Sasovim. So what about Talisha Sasovim? The also Litla Sasovim will offer. That's not a tircha. No. What's Pshad in Talisha Sasovim? No, what do you say? No, this is not. This is not. This is vakir. This is, you just pull any Joe Schmo. You just pull out some.
In the winter, it could be a tircha, but otherwise,
it's in the winter. It could be a tircha because
you can't pull out grass. It's very difficult.
So maybe that's a, maybe you still have to.
Pull very hard.
Pull hard, you know. Maybe it is a tircha. It's a tircha. In other words, when I turn on the light bulb, you know, there's no tircha involved. Oh, Rav Harari just walked in. Let's ask him his opinion. We're working now on the din in the Mishnah, and on Chol HaMoed you can't even bagia osachas. So the Eimik Bracha has the Kasha, but the Chol HaMoed is a din of what? Of Tircha, Gemara says. Moed Mishum Tircha and B'makom Pseida Hitira Rabbah. So we want to understand what's the Tircha. So we wanted to suggest, some here guys suggesting that what? That it's a Tircha, and maybe I saw this in one of this forum, that it's a Melechas Uman. And a Melechas Uman requires, you know, concentration to do it properly. Even if you're just doing one os, it requires, you know, you can't just be laid back. So then the Eimik Bracha discusses the Hagos Maimoni in Hilchos Yontif that you're not allowed to be tolish asovim. You're not allowed to be tolish asovim. They used to, as Max pointed out, that when people would leave the cemetery, they would tole shasovim to show that just like the asovim grew, so too the mace should have tchias hamaisim, as Max was pointing out. So the Eimik Bracha wants to know. Yeah, we're on now. Now. Yeah. So, what kind of tircha is it? Hagos osachas or klisha sasavim. So maybe kipshuto, that it's just like Max was saying. It's just sometimes you have to yank it out. It's not so easy to yank out.
Yeah,
not so easy. And that would answer both these questions. Again, he's putting together the issur of magia osachas. And the Issa of Tlishas Asavim from the Beis HaKvars. So he says, so the Eimik Bracha himself asked this question, why these two things prohibited, Magia Osachas Tlishas Asavim, if the whole thing is Mishum Tircha, and he's assuming that it's not a Tircha. So one second, so he says, Sarach Loimad, we call Mokam, Hare Melechas Haksiva Utlishas Asavim, he Melechas Torach. So what does he mean? It's a Melechas Torah.
You do it in
abundance, it's a Melechas Torah. So even if you do it in abundance, it would be a Melechas Torah. So therefore, even though you're doing a little bit, it's still part of that. And what? And is the idea that you normally do it in abundance. When you cut the grass or things like that, you usually do it in a bat. So here, even though, and the sofer writes, it's usually not just one os. It's usually,
brisker.
Well, the Amik Bracha was a brisker. He has all the brisker lumdus. Rabbi Braunschweigel Shlita, he used to like the quote from the Amik Bracha. I think he said Rav Goralik used to use it. You know, it's a brisker sefer with the brisker lumdus on Orachaim. Yeah, and Zroim, right. He was probably was he before Rav Soloveitcher? Was he around the same time?
Same time.
It was Rav Soloveitcher with his big thing is he used brisker lumdus in Moed, in Orachaim. That was his, because the Yortzeit Shiurim were usually an Orachaim topics, because he felt that the Oilam, if he would do Choshen Mishpat, harder topics, he'd lose the Oilam. And I think we have to point out one year he did Osios Niknas B'Mesira, a complicated Bava Basra topic, and it didn't go over as well as he would have liked it, because the people, because when you gave that Yortzeit Shiurim, people came from all over. It was one of the most exciting days on the calendar in the YU. He gave it a Lamport auditorium. The whole auditorium was full, and it was being piped into the old Beis Medrash, that was all full, and it was piped into the Morg Shul, and that was all full. And but it was very exciting. People were, I was an MTA at the time. So I was there already. So we would get our seats. Our chevra would go. We'd get our seats to make sure we got seats. Everyone else was coming to Bachutz. We were already there. So
81 was the last.
Yeah. But I was there. I came in 78. I was there in 78 all those years. So he's saying a brisk of war, Rav Harari is saying that it's the, in other words, the Derech HaMelacha, sort of the Ran in Beitza, like Melechas Avoda is when you do some things that are normally done in bulk. So he's saying here it's not normally done, but if it's not done in bulk, it's not a Torah. But so that's what he's saying. These things are normally done in, like Rav Harari said, normally done in bulk. So they're normally a tircha. And yeah, you're doing it just a little bit, but it's still under that category of Meleches Torah. That's his word. I want to say a non-brisker word. I wanted to say, man, it could be I saw this someplace, that even if you're doing one thing, but since you have to focus, you have to concentrate, that's a tircha. Anytime you have to focus on something that, and you can't just be, laid back, that itself is a tircha in its own right. The grass. So it's the grass also. You have to give there it's tircha mitzah, just like Max was saying, it's not so necessarily simple to pull something out of the ground. It's rooted in the ground. So you have to give it a yank. But he's saying a briskavoy. He's saying the way Rav Harari's understanding it is that something that's normally done, Sofer usually spends hours working on his whatever he's doing. So here is Magia Osachas. But that's included in the Melechas HaSafras, which is normally a longer procedure. Isaiah. You here,
Rebbe?
Hi, how are you? Good to
Baruch
see you.
Baruch Hashem, so good to hear your voice.
Likewise.
And your Torah, Rebbe.
Okay, great. Okay. We got Aval Kol She'ena Osa Derech Melacha Klal. But then he says, what about to go Lahadli Gafror? In other words, you want to light a match. He says, Nira de Mutter. So he says that's not. You see, when he's using the word malacha here, he doesn't mean malacha like we do in the speak in terms of lamates malachas. He's saying malacha means like work. Like when you're working in the field, that's work. you know, which is what people normally would associate with tircha. Like I'm plowing the field, I'm doing it, you know, whether it's a malacha or not, you know, to light a match is an issur daraisa. You get skila, right? If you're going to use it, whatever. As long as it's not a malacha jay, it's rikla gufa. Right, but I'm saying it's a malacha, but it's not a, it's not derech malacha, meaning derech tircha. Like if you have a mound in your house, what a gavshushis?
Usually, kafira makes a tira. You're making the gavshushis. That's not a tira.
Is it gavshushis? Is like a little. It means in those days, the floors were not finished like we have today. So with dirt floors. So if you have a little mound there and you want to flatten it out, so you just take a little shovel and you So he quotes here Chasa Beis Yosef Simitov Kuv Mem. Well, said Avagav the Malacha Murhi faded over others. Shari Mechalamoy came in Sheena Malacha Shal Torah. That's the Beis Yosef thing. Oh, you see, when you do something in the field, that's malacha. When you're cleaning the house, yeah, you have to just, cleaning the house is not considered a malacha. It's kibur habayis, derech kibur habayis. So that's not a that's a brisket for. He's trying to make a brisket chiller. Yeah, you should mashka.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, I mean, you can see by keeping a bias, it's not a deal for you because it makes your house in order and that makes you.
Makes you.
I mean, the one who goes.
Makes you well.
You're more pure, you know, your house, and if you're cleaning it out, it's just makes you feel better than if you hadn't cleaned it out. I'm just thinking for Shabbos, you can think it's just better, it's gonna bother you, so maybe a similar idea with Kibbutz Abayis.
It's not derech malacha. Malacha means like you work in the field. Yeah. No, that's cool.
He's making a big distinction between something like actual work.
You're working in the field.
Right. Something you can make a living, pulling the grass, derivative of working in the field. Cleaning your house.
Yeah. Okay. But it could be, I don't know. But if you don't say his way, maybe just you see, he's saying it, he's giving it like a category. This is kibur habayis. That's, you know, you're cleaning up. That's not the same as working in the field. That's not a derech malacha. It could be just stam. It maybe, you know, maybe gavshushis doesn't really have much tir. I don't know. Does it have how much tir is it?
That's how big
the
gavshushis.
Right. I mean, how big could gavshushis be? And I mean, maybe just physically, it's not such a big deal. Maybe plucking out is much more requires much more physical effort.
I said that doesn't
fit the only. Right, Eric Rucker is working with certain things we view as working things, field things, which is associated with Tircha.
But you're saying that that's a Rucker, sure. That's true. They can grass out if it's
right. No, yeah, the satan's rechel shiur because taka, it is a difference between different things are different. I don't know. He wants to make halacha categories, and I just want to say balabatish. That's the difference between. I'm saying that it's just totally in the metzias. He's totally in, you know, is it field work or is it housework? Housework is not, even though housework can be plenty Torah, as you know. You know.
Also, it's a subcut. Your health's nice.
Yeah, it's not considered a malacha in terms of. Again, okay, yeah, we're not using the word malacha here like we use in Hilchos Shabbos.
Right.
But he says that like lighting a match, so that's not derech malacha. That's derech living. When you live, you eat, you drink, you light a match. That's part of living life. So that's not considered a. You know, malacha is like field work, so to speak. So, part of the pun. Field work. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, so he wants to make everything into halacha categories of what's a torah, that field work is a torah and house is not, and. And I wanted to just say whether it's just the maybe it's over someplace, it's just practical is how much of a concentration do you need, how much of a circles. Okay. Now let's take a look in the Rav Yoh. Sefer Rav Yoh is right here. White cotton. Tough lamed hay. So he first quotes the famous Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yochanan says if it was up to him, he would do away with Malach and Chol HaMoed, because the whole point of this Malach and Chol HaMoed, Knishu Ochlin Vishosim became a Torah. And these people are not doing it anyway. They're not Osek B'Torah. So then why do we need a Melechus Chol HaMoed for? But he says, with the arrows, HaKol Toloi, the whole idea of what's going to be Osir and what's going to be Mutter, Chol HaMoed, Kidei Sheyismach B'Moed. Okay, the first B'Yushalmi, U'Mitoch Simcha Noach Lo Lilmod U'Lahavim B'Hilchus HaRek. Well, it's all about putting you in a good mood. If you're in a good mood, then you learn and you'll get into it. Kedaminan, ein hashkin shora, lo mitoch atzlus, lo mitoch atzlus, v'chein l'divrei Torah. Hilka hachecha di'ika tircha yisera, osur shalibu atzuv mipnei ha-torach. In other words, when you have a tircha, then you're not so happy. When it's not a tircha, you're more happy. So he says that it's all about Torah. Right, whatever is a shter to Simchas Yontif is but we assume that Malachas Uman. It's interesting. I was in Chol HaMoed by Rav Chaim Talman Goodman in Williamsburg. We were talking and learning. I said this before. So I said to him, you know, a person wants to go on a Chol HaMoed trip, he wants to have a good time. And he gets into the car does not doesn't work. The car doesn't work. So I'm not going to fix it. Well, you know, I'm not capable. So you have to do a Uman. So he thought, yeah, the New Hanami. Even though you're going to use it for to have an enjoyable outing, but it's a Malachas Uman. And a Malachas Uman, by definition, is also, maybe you want to say it's a Malachas Tircha or whatever, but it's a Malachas Uman. It's, you know, or you could say the Emek Brachas way, that it's, that's like a Shein Geder Malach, work. When we say work, you know, not necessarily work in the Hilchos Shabbos. But what we consider that plowing the field, or today we have mechanics, and you know they're doing their work.
In general, that's a woman that's not a tircha for the he fits it in 5 seconds. Because that's not like which wire to cut. That's right. His wire, that wire, that's it. Works.
Yeah. That it's tircha. It requires concentration. That was that thing we said before, maybe before you came in, that maybe a few magia osachas is few magia osachas is what that's well, yeah, but even one letter. So one letter, you have to concentrate on that letter. So that's cool. Maybe that's a tircha, even though it only takes. Only takes, you know, a minute to do. And the Ritva also speaks about this. He also speaks about the Havdaras and Melechas Chol HaMoed here. It's on page 15. In Hidushi Haritz and Mori Cotton. Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. Dima Maskel Ela Amar Ravash. So it's towards the bottom. The last word on the line, on page 15, on the left side, the last word on the line is Ta'am. Ki Ta'am Isim Lecha B'chol Amor Hu Mishum Tircha. Mishalo Lamaid B'simchas HaRegol. The lam he tir chacham kol shu tzor chamor kol shu dover ovid kedei shelo yedoreg al vidoso. Oh, so he says very well. The whole idea is you should be happy. So therefore, if it's a dover ovid, we say it's mutter, even if it's a tircha, because if it's a dover ovid, then you're going to be upset that you're losing the money. Kedei shelo yedoreg al vidoso. Nimna misimchas yontos. You could pay a worker who doesn't have food to eat, but you could have him do malacha and you'll pay him. So this way he'll have money, so he'll have what to eat. Aval isim malacha b'yudale, that's an Erev Pesach, eilu l'maytor v'amol d'achol gomel v'in tam el k'dei l'hochin. But the idea of not doing malacha on Erev Pesach is k'dei l'hochin tzorcha yontif, or she is asik b'tzorcha pischa. So that's what the Rav Yosef saying. So could you ask the following question? So how come, say your family's planning to go on this outing together and have the car all packed and everything. And then you turn on the thing, it's not going. You're going to have to go to a mechanic. So Rav Gutman said he thinks it's awesome because it's Melechas Uman. But how can we say the same story? If you're doing it to Simchas Yontif, we want you to have Simcha. And here for care, we're being Monei the Simcha. So would anyone say even Melech Zulman should be mutter because it's Simchas HaRegel. He's saying Dover Ovid mutter for that reason. He's saying, why is Dover Ovid mutter? Dover Ovid means even when there's a tircha, Dover Ovid is mutter. Because if you're not going to do the Dover Ovid, you're going to lose the money. Your field is going to go to pot, and then you're going to be upset the whole day. You know, same thing. A person's planning on this outing and all excited about the outing, and then all of a sudden the car doesn't work.
Six Flags.
Yeah, all the kids are excited.
It's not that level though, because if your field's going to go to pot, that's your whole livelihood. It's very sad that you're going to not have your
Chol HaMoed trip. But it's not having, you say not having the Chol HaMoed trip is not the same as the field going to pot.
I think it's even more.
I don't know. You have to, especially ask if you ask the little kids about this. I don't know if they're going to agree with you, Max.
It depends who you ask. Depends.
What?
It depends who you ask.
Right. Depends who you ask.
No, I think the field trip is more because there you're experiencing simcha with the field trip, right? You're going to have simcha.
The family's going out on things.
It's going to nail a lot.
Yeah.
No. But you weren't going to be very happy with something happening. You're right. Just going to cut the loss.
Right.
Not going to experience a loss. Here you're actually going to be very happy by riding the rides.
Right.
To deal with your family. It's even right. More. So.
But yet, the Lakazuman is also.
Maybe it depends on the circumstance.
So, yeah, I'm saying, so that's what I'm trying to talk out here. With, according to the Svara of the Rav Yah, then maybe it's as simple as Yontif.
What if it's something easy to change on the car? It's not like so jump start the car. Like Tobi was saying,
right? Jump start the car. Jumper cables. Like, even though I can't, I don't know how to do it because
a normal person can change the starter. It's not like the same as
jump the cable.
It's not as easy as jumping the cables.
You know how to jump the cable?
Like once.
Yeah.
Yossi knows that.
Yossi Dietz. Rebbe, they say you know how to do it very well.
Rebbe, I did it on Friday and I also changed his tire.
Who? Beanstalk?
No, somebody else in the Heights.
Yeah, okay.
Yossi can probably change a starter too, and he's not necessarily.
Is Yossi a woman? I don't know. He has a lot of talents.
Definitely not an Uman.
That's a bold one, I'd
say. Yeah. So, because he says, "Chol Moshe, Chol Shu Dover Over Kedeshu Lo Yedoeg Alavidoso, V'Nimna Misimchas Yontif, Heidi Tiru Skar Puula Sheilu Mayachol." But we see that Malachas Uman, they weren't Matir Letzarach Hamoed. That's the question. Why weren't they Matir Malachas Uman Letzarach Hamoed? Because if the whole thing is, even tircha, you want to say if something's uman is a tircha, but if either it should be mutter for her, but we say it's not. Right? Melechas uman is not mutter for tzarech hamoed.
You can't get away
from it. Right.
That's the only gemara there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but also you could theoretically rent a car.
Right.
Maybe you're right.
So you can rent the car.
That's possible.
You get an Uber. Get an Uber. Today you can get an Uber, but then you have to pay for the Uber. So Dover Alvin. Oh, so maybe that's the word. So maybe we can. So maybe that'll be the word. Maybe that'll be the heter. But if the car's not working, so then you'll have to take an Uber. If the Uber costs money, and then so it's a davar avin on the money. You have to spend the money, which you otherwise wouldn't have had to spend. So maybe then you can go to the.
You're gonna have to pay the Uber also.
Right. Which is going to be more expensive, the Uber or the mechanic fee?
The mechanic is less expensive. Uber, $10 is a number of it.
Right.
It has to be less than the Uber because once you get to the mechanic, you're done. The Uber is every time.
Not an Uber.
No, the Uber you got to use every single time.
Every single time.
But like once you fix the fault once, it's fixed.
Also, right. You still got to pay the mechanic. You're just after that.
Well,
you still have to go to the mechanic at some point.
Right.
Because you're not doing that.
Right.
Right. Is this all assuming you're going to a Jewish mechanic? Or does Goy's make a
No, Goy's also. You might be more of a Lefneiver or something, or Sayaya. For the Jew, it's more way
to help you with your
stuff.
What if it's
some
Jews that Jew?
Right, that's a different story.
The thing is that the record does not start. It has to be something. If it, like, if you start an alternative, you can jump. Those are all things you can do yourself. That's at least speaking.
Right,
Ben,
you go that. You do not change any of that.
Let's start. Starter, I call people A. I
couldn't
call
you them. So you know, most people don't.
I'll call you two. I use how to change.
Google it up.
Maybe Yusuf's the allows.
You can Google it up.
Yeah. Okay, so the Karen Ora speaks about this. Shechta, I think, works as Karen Ora sometimes, that he wants to also say the same idea. That's totally. And I think Rav Shechta quotes him. Let's take a look. I think Rav Shechta says over for the Karen Ora that the Tam HaTalia, if you hold Simcha Bizman Hazeh is the Raisa, then Melech is Chol HaMoed is the Raisa. It's because Simcha has to do with. The whole idea of Melech HaShol HaMoed is for the Simcha of the Yantif. So if Simcha is the Rabbanan, so Melech HaShol HaMoed is the Rabbanan. I think, let's see if we find that line. We'll see. Yeah, the Lashon Kabbalah, yeah. Okay, well, maybe we'll see it more next week. But that's the, I think Rav Shechta pointed out that that's the, came to a number of various Pretoria and Simulacha, about Tziva, Mamash, and Nikram, and Kharikos, the three Mosek Mitzvahs. We'll have to see more, but I think that's our chapter set over. We'll have to take a look to see how exactly. Okay, so this is a fascinating thing we discussed today. What's the din of Magia Osachas Lecholamoid? Aser? What's the din of Tolosh Asavim? Aser? Gavshushis is mutter, and the whole idea of the Raviyah, it's all Bishum Simchas Yantiv, and that's why the whole idea of Dover Ovid is mutter, because you won't have Simcha. And then we discussed, what about if you're planning to go on a trip, and then the car gets, you know, you can't do it, you're going to have to take it to a mechanic. So, would that be considered... So now you're going to have to spend money. So maybe that's below the Dover Ovid. So maybe that could be a head there. Something to think about. That if you don't get it fixed, here you can get it fixed instead of using the Uber. But you're going to get charged, just like you get charged by the Uber. So something we still have to iron out. Okay, Rabosai, tomorrow, Shir Bez Hashem is a 11 o'clock. Now, Tuesday, it might be a little earlier. I'll let you know. And then hopefully the rest of the week will be 11 as well. But just this week, Tuesday, is the... I'll let you know. Let me just see for Tuesday. Okay, but tomorrow we go day by day. Okay, so you all have a good day, and be in touch. And okay. Okay, MZ, it's good to see you. Okay, Colton. Kevin Roberts.
Are we
going to die tomorrow? Yeah, we're going to start. Well, one of these days we're going to start doing some Hanukkah. So I didn't decide exactly when, but I'll let you know.
And do the. Or would we never have to go out and issue